Europe Migrant Crisis 2.0 Warnings Grow Following the Fall of Assad Regime in Syria. By Kurt Zindelka on December 9, 2024. The fall of the Assad regime in Syria has been hailed by globalist leaders. However, there are growing warnings that the instability in the country may lead to a repeat of the migrant crisis that destabilized Europe. Over the weekend, the 50-year dynasty in Damascus came to an end as Bashar al-Assad fled the country, seeking asylum in Russia, after rebel forces including the Al-Qaeda offshoot Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, HTS, jihadist militia stormed the Syrian capital. European leaders on Sunday were quick to hail the fall of Assad. French President Emmanuel Macron exclaimed that the barbaric state has fallen, while German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said that Berlin stands with all Syrians who are full of hope for a free, just and safe Syria. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said that the Syrian people have suffered under Assad's barbaric regime for too long and we welcome his departure. Yet, there is increasing concern that large numbers of Syrians will once again flood into Europe as they did during the European migrant crisis of 2015 when the civil war saw many flee the country. Jordan Bardella, the president of Marine Le Pen's populist National Rally Party in France, warned, "In a few months, it is possible that we will pay the consequences of this takeover of power by Islamist fundamentalists through significant migratory flows." The anti-mass migration member of the European Parliament pointed to the fall of Muammar Gaddafi in Libya in 2011 when he was killed by Western-backed rebel forces amid the so-called Arab Spring as an example of how the overthrow of dictators in the Middle East can lead to worse outcomes and have ramifications for Europe. Germany, which bore the brunt of most Syrian migration following former German Chancellor Angela Merkel's decision to open the gates of Europe to mass influxes of foreigners from Africa and the Middle East in 2015, is now home to 974,136 Syrian nationals, over 600,000 of whom are living in the country on a temporary residence permit. Following a string of Islamist terror attacks in Germany this year, the leftist government of Chancellor Olaf Scholz restarted deportations to Taliban-run Afghanistan. And over the summer, the Munster Higher Administrative Court in the state of North Rhine-Westphalia ruled that Syria was safe enough to begin deporting migrants back to their homeland. While some Syrians at an anti-Assad demonstration in Berlin after the fall of the regime said this weekend that they were planning on returning home, others said that they intended to remain in Germany. The chancellor candidate for the anti-mass migration alternative for Germany, AfD party, Alice Weidel, remarked, "Anyone in Germany who celebrates a free Syria evidently no longer has any reason to flee. They should return to Syria immediately." Even before the fall of the Assad government in Damascus over the weekend, there were warnings that another migrant crisis may be on the horizon, with years of civil war in Syria severely disrupting agriculture and supply chains within the country. The United Nations World Food Programme has warned that the looming food crisis could see up to 1.5 million Syrians flee from their homes. While some of this migration will likely be to other areas of the country, many surrounding countries are still accommodating large numbers of Syrians. Therefore, new migrants may seek refuge in Europe, where they can benefit from the large social welfare programs and free housing, making the option more attractive. Anticipating the potential of another migrant surge, British MP Rupert Lowe, a member of Nigel Farage's Reform UK party, said, "Implementing a zero-tolerance policy is now urgent. Anyone who comes here illegally is detained and deported. We don't know who these men are, where they have come from, or anything about their true motives. We must send a message. If you come illegally, you will not stay." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.